Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Gary Greenberg. And Gary Greenberg has been working on, you know, changing the composition of the New York State Senate so that a Child Victims Act can be passed, and it would help a lot of children that have been sexually abused over many years. But today he's here to talk about the Archdiocese proposal to create a compensation program for sexual abuse victims. So, Gary, are you happy with that particular piece of legislation or proposal?
Good morning, Cynthia, to you and your listeners. Well, it's a first step, let's say. You know, it's a first step and a late step by the Cardinal Dolan. And the biggest thing that disturbs me about this is that it really only affects a small fraction of victims of child abuse in New York State. So it will only have to do with people or kids that were abused by priests in the Arch District of New York City and a few of the suburban counties. So let alone that, it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, if you were abused by a family or like myself, a stranger or a teacher or, you know, a mailman or any profession or institution. So in that respect, no, it isn't enough. And Cardinal Dolan continues to fight the Child Victims Act with the 1 year look back. So it's a step forward, but it's not going to make a big difference in, you know, stopping child abuse in New York State. It doesn't identify any predators, and the panel that, you know, was picked by the Cardinal that would decide the compensation. So, you know, we have a justice system in this country, and it's called, you know, courts and judges and juries, and that's where these cases should be decided.
So the Cardinal wants to look past all of that and just be the judge and jury for himself. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, it is accurate. I mean, it does give people that might not want to go into court an opportunity. Not everybody does, but, you know, then they're under the church's jurisdiction. They have to abide by what the church, you know, decides, what, you know, in the committee that the church has set up and the people on that committee. But mm-hmm. And it takes away, you know, some of your rights, you know, as a victim if you, you know, go through the church's way. So, you know, for me or for, you know, I think majority of victims, it's not good enough. It's too late. And you really have to, you know, Cardinal Dolan has a past history that isn't very good towards victims of, you know, priest abuse. And when he was Bishop of Wisconsin, there were suits filed. There was a look back allowed, and there were suits filed. And he took $57 million of church money and hid it into a cemetery fund, trying to keep it away from victims in case, you know, they won their cases and they you know, so that money wouldn't be, you know, seen and be able to use towards compensation towards victims. He was ordered by the highest court in Wisconsin to put that money back into church funds. So, you know, he has a history of not being favorable to victims. And so I meet with just be careful for victims if they want to go that route, because I'm just nervous about, you know, his past history and the church's past history. What the church doesn't want to do, and this won't allow it, is they don't want documents to come out. If you go into a civil court, you can have depositions, you can have subpoena records, and the church does not want that to happen. That's why they're so vehemently against the one-year look back, because then it would show how they behaved. Actually, I mean, everybody knows they hid hid, you know, from one diocese to one church. If some of them, a priest was found to be victimizing in the 80s, 70s, they were moved around. So this, you know, it was a, they actually, you know, allowed kids to get abused. And they haven't come clean in this, and this won't, you know, while it's a step in the right direction, let's say, it's not, you know, it's not the step that really is needed to really bring healing to all victims in New York State.
Now, you've been going around to different Senate districts, New York State Senate districts, throughout the state. How has the support been for the candidates you're endorsing?
Does it look like a,
okay.
Yeah, no, I told you back on originally in May, I think, or June, I was on your show, and I said that we would go after the senators that would, you know, would not support the Child Victims Act, and that's what, you know, what I've done, and that's what my team has done. And so, you know, we've endorsed 17 Senate candidates, 16 Democrats, one Republican, and three you know, assembly candidates. We, in the primaries, we endorsed 12 candidates that were held on September 13th, and we won 9 out of 12 races. We won all our Senate races, and we won 3 out of 6 in the assembly. So, you know, we're quite pleased with that, and from all the polling that I've seen, from everything that I've seen, I'm very positive. You know, the issue of Child Victims Act in districts where it has been polled is the number one or two issue in that district. I mean, people are concerned about their children, their children's safety, and, you know, this act would provide them. It would take predators off the streets, and I think the Republican Party in November, John Flanagan, will no longer be in the majority. I think Andrea Stewart Cousins will make an excellent majority leader, surrounded by new senators who replaced old senators who have been there for years, who haven't done anything, and, you know, corruption, and they're just not doing the right job for kids in this state. And I think you're going to see right away in January when Andrea Stewart Cousins is a majority leader, that one of the first bills that will be submitted is the Child Victims Act, and it'll be passed, sent to the Assembly. And I expect it to pass there and go to the governor where he will sign it. We'll have a Child Victims Act in the state, which will take us from the bottom up to the top. And, you know, I had to spend, I haven't just spent $100,000. I'm up to about $170,000 of my own money, and it just means so much to me that this gets done. It's sad that I have to do that, have to spend my own money to bring the issue to a forefront and to go across the state. We rallied all over the state. From we're having a big rally tomorrow in John Flanagan's district on Long Island, and we're going to send a message to him. He's not, you know, he's the majority leader that killed the bill. Not only that, he's supporting Trump, and with all the sexual assault on women and that Trump has done, and John Flanagan won't disavow that, and his you know, disgraceful behavior towards children, the Child Victims Act, where he wouldn't even meet with me or meet with children. Enough is enough. It's time to make changes in the Senate, and we're going to do that in November.
Well, I remember Assemblywoman Mark, you say that the Catholic Church had an effort to help her opponent when the assembly seat. Do you find that this is happening now with the candidates that you're endorsing, that the Catholic Church is supporting their opponents?
Well, certainly. Yeah, they spent in the last couple of years about $2.3 million on, you know, lobbying and on campaign contributions for the Republicans, and they're making efforts up in Buffalo to register new voters through the diocese there and around the state. You know, we've heard where they're, you know, they're out there and they're gonna, you know, of course they're gonna try to you know, keep the Republicans in, but saying that what Cardinal Dolan did, I think Cardinal Dolan sees the handwriting on the wall, and that's why he came out with this. He sees that the Republicans are going to lose the Senate, and that's why he came out with this proposal, you know, a month before the election. So, the handwriting's on the wall. Well, there's going to, one way or the other, we're going to have a Child Victims Act in the state in January 2017.
Now, how long has this been proposed in the New York State Legislature? How many sessions have gone by without this passing?
Well, the Markey bill, 12 years, and I know there's been, like I've told you before, 20 years ago I attempted to do it, and Joe Bruno wouldn't do it, so, let it pass the Senate, so, or even come to any discussion, but, so it's been a long time, but the Markey bill has been 12 years, and, the Republicans in the Senate have killed it every year, and the Assembly did pass it a few times early on, but then they gave up figuring, what's the sense? The Republicans are never going to do it in the Senate. So,
right.
The Markey bill's been around for 12 years.
Now, in the Capital District, has there been any kind of talk or any kind of movement to help people who have been abused?
Well, the church, I know all the churches do, they will, try to seek treatment if someone comes forward, a victim comes forward and says, they were abused by, a priest, and they will investigate it, but not that I know of anything on the scope of, what Cardinal Dolan has proposed, and, the church would do away with the statute of limitations in the future. But like I said, what the church doesn't want and is so fearful of is that, there'll be documentation. It's known they did this. They transferred priests. But if you can actually get a hold of documentation and take, depositions, and then you have names attached and, what priest and what hierarchy decided, that this is the way they were going to handle it. They weren't going to, say, we're going to get rid of this priest. Oh, my God, he's abusing kids. No, they try to shuffle under the carpet and just move them around. And that's what they have to be held responsible for, and that's what the church hasn't done. And it's not just the church, it's the Orthodox Jews. It's a lot of, a lot of society. And this is what the Child Victims Act will do. It'll protect your children. Your kids will be safer as a result of it. It'll provide healing and accountability for victims, and it'll take predators off the streets. I mean, in every state that has gone to the look back and allowed victims to get into a civil court and go after their predators, perpetrators, abusers, such as California, where 300, in that year, 300 predators were on the streets and still had the, victims available to them were identified and dealt with. So it's just a win-win situation, and that's what I can't understand why, Flanagan and the Republican senators were so against it. And I think the public is reacting to that, and they're going to send them a message, And the people want this. They want this Child Victims Act passed.
As of right now, if somebody was abused by an adult and they're growing up with this trauma, right now, is there a safety net as far as care, as far as treatment for people who have been abused? Is there something set up that can help them?
Yes, there's a lot, you bring up a good point that, when you're abused as a child, most victims will keep it in themselves until, the age of 39 and 40, and then, you know, when they hit that point in their life, they might have kids or, you know, something may trigger their past, you know, these feelings that they've hidden for years from their families and from their loved ones or, their husbands, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, brothers, sisters. So, yeah, there's a lot of therapy that people can get. I know there's like sexual assault centers. Most of the counties have them now. And, a lot of the district attorney offices will help. If you contact them, they'll help you steer you in the right way. Even though the statute of limitations may be up, they'll still try to help you. And that's important that we want. Why we want the statute of limitations to end is because, people can come forward and don't have any fear of, and, the look back would help because, it would allow past people that there is no statute, the statute of limitations prevented them from, when they became 39 or 40 and had long passed, it'll give them an opportunity to get into court, and a civil court, and that itself can be very healing, be able to have that kind of power, over, to yourself that now you can take some action. So there's plenty of places to get help.
Good. Okay, good. Now, there's only a few more weeks before Election Day. If somebody wants to study this issue more thoroughly, Where can they go on the internet to do so?
We have a protectnewyorkkids.org, www, and that's Protect New York Kids all together, and then .org, and then that will take you to our website, and then we have the Child Victims Act, its history, victim statements. All sorts of good information on there, what candidates, the Fighting for PACT is supporting. And so they can go there and get all the history and all the recent events.
Good. So in closing, there's, like I said, a few weeks between now and Election Day. What message do you have to people all over the state? What should they be doing and looking at?
They should be paying attention to what their elected officials, particularly the Republican senators in this state, that have failed their kids all across this state. Kemp Hammond down in Long Island, and Bill Larkin in the 39th District. We're supporting Chris Eaches. And Allie Boak, Terrence Murphy has a terrible record of not supporting children. He's continually, not supported the Child Victims Act. Sue Serino, George Amador, he has not, supported it. So in all the districts, Senate districts, they should ask their representative, how did you vote on the Child Victims Act? Why didn't you vote on it? Why didn't you protect our kids? Why is my kids, if I send my kid out in the streets, he's unsafer than if you had passed that Child Victims Act? That's what they should be asking themselves. And send a message to this legislature that your kids are important. The senators in the state who were against the Child Victims Act. And some of them, like Bill Larkin and Kemp Hammond, they should be ashamed of themselves. They've been in office for 20, 30 years, and they've never done a thing for children as far as the Child Victims Act.
Now, I know you put up a lot of money, a lot of your own money, into this effort. Has there been a lot of matching funds?
Well, there's been some funds that we've raised, yes, and people go to the website I gave, they can donate or sign a petition that we have there to send to the governor and urging him to support the Child Victims Act. But, yeah, there's been donations, and people have. Jeff Gorell, who's the owner of Tioga Downs, gave me $5,000 and other yeah, Jeff is very nice to give me $5,000 for this effort, and There's been support across the state, all over the state, rallies we've had. We were down in Chris Eich's district. We had about 30, 35 people there. Most of them not even victims. They just, came and we protested in front of Bill Larkin's office. So, you know, we've been all across the state. We're going to be in Flanagan's district tomorrow, John Flanagan's. We're going to be up in the 60th district on the 24th, I believe, in Buffalo, Amber Small, Leslie Danks Burke, who was running out in the Southern Tier, is an endorsed candidate of ours. So we have a lot of good candidates around, and Terry Gibson down in the Hudson Valley, Ali Boak I mentioned, Chris Eichus, Kemp Hammond's district, Ryan Cronin we're supporting, John DeVito on Long Island, and all across the state we're supporting candidates who want to get the Child Victims Act done right in January and get these predators off the streets. And every dime that I spent, every penny is worth it, believe me, and to make sure the children don't go through, as I've told you before, what once you're abused as a victim, you're given a lifetime sentence. It's insanity that 50 years later, after I was abused, your child has just as much chance of being abused today, because senators, Republican senators in the New York State Legislature will not pass the Child Victims Act.
You know, I have one question as you were just talking, you know, how it stays with the victim. For a perpetrator who has a problem such as this, do they live with this? I mean, is there any kind of mental anguish that they go through, or is it just like an everyday occurrence that you're aware of?
I think, you know, from studying them, most of them are very narcissistic and they're manipulators, and no, they really don't have any consciences, and that's why they continually do abuse. The average abuser abuses between 100 and 120 kids. Louis Van Wee, who's sitting in the, up in a jail in Washington County for the last 20 years, who abused me over in Cohoes, he abused over 300 kids. So, no. These are the type of people that we have to get off the streets and get them behind bars. I don't think they're curable. They're not. There's no help for a serial child abuser. No, and they're dangerous. And some of them are still on the streets because the Republicans won't pass the Child Victims Act.
You, of course, are looking after the children, and would you once a predator is placed in jail, would you want that person to receive help so that this is not a big problem of a cycle that's over and over again? In other words, can they be helped? Can they, come out and maybe be a good member of society? What's your feeling about that?
They do get help in prison. They do make them go through programs, and, you know, they have to go through programs. But, you know, you continue to read in the, I don't know if you follow it in the paper, a lot of the same people are arrested, you know, they get out and they abuse again. So these serial type, rapists and serial type abusers, no, there's really no help for them. There really isn't, there's, as I say, you know, you can, someone goes, who's a serial child abuser, goes, you know, is caught and goes into prison and gets treatment, they're going to be good, and they're going to be, you know, one of the top-notch prisoners in there, but, you know, there's no kids in jail, I always say, you know, so there's no children in jail, and then once they get out, they get all those urges back, so can some of them be helped? Probably some of them who, you catch them early enough. The thing is prevention. You have to prevent, you know, get them early and work with them early. You know, a lot of them show signs of this when they're young, very young. And society just lets them, as in the past, just let them, you know, not punish them, not dealt with it, you know. So the key is, if you're going to try to prevent child abuse and try to prevent, you know, predators from developing into serial predators, then, you know, you have to have prevention programs, you know, in schools and where kids are taught good and bad touch and where teachers, you know, can look out for problem kids or maybe kids acting out and touching other kids, you know, or at an early age. And, you know, then you can, you know, work with that kid and hopefully, you know, change his life. But once an adulthood, I believe, once someone's in their 20s and 30s and they're a serial child abuser, no. Like the one, like I said, 300, you're going to, 300 kids this person abused, like, person's a good word, but the abuser abused 300, you're going to change him in prison? You're going to, you know, change him and let him come back out in society? It's not going to happen. I mean, you know. If you let a person like that out back in a society, then that person is going to abuse again.
That's very interesting. So after the election, Gary, after we know what the composition of the state senate is going to be, would you come back on Focus on Albany to share your thoughts?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I will. I always enjoy coming on your show and talking to your listeners. And I think the Democrats are going to pick up 5 seats and unite with Jeff Klein, and we're going to get a Child Victims Act in the state and send a message across this nation that enough is enough. That start supporting. As you see with Donald Trump and all his problems with sexual assault all these years, he got away with it. It's time that society waked up and said enough is enough. Enough of this insanity. We have to stop it. We have to get better laws, and we have to send a message that, you know, we're going to protect our children, protect our women, and society will be better for it.
Gary, thank you so much. You've been listening to Gary Greenberg on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany, share your thoughts. Gary, good luck to you, and we'll talk after the election. And thank you, everybody,
great,
for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.